Good morning, everyone. I will call this committee of the Rules Committee to order and note for the record that there is a quorum present. Our first order of business is approval of the minutes from Thursday, March 7th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion? Oh, boy. All right. Representative Mueller?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and I see she's not here, but it says Marion O'Neill, and it should be Rarick now. Thank you.
Good point. We will. I will make an oral motion to strike O'Neill and replace with Rarick. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. I'm sure Representative Rarick will appreciate our attention to detail. Any other discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is personnel reports. We'll invite Kelly Knight, Director of Human Resources, to come before us. Welcome back to the committee. Whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chair and members, you will see before you three personnel reports, appointments, changes in status, and terminations. This represents the personnel actions that have occurred since the last time we approved these reports.
And we will be moving these in a moment, but any discussion or questions for Ms. Knight? Okay. Seeing none, I will move the approval of the 2024 personnel reports. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The personnel reports are adopted. Next, we are on the remote work policy, the R23. Ms. Knight, would you please present to us the remote work policy?
Mr. Chair and members, this remote work policy pretty closely resembles what we have done in the past. Some changes from the 2023 remote work policy are the dates. The interim remote work schedule will begin on June 1st, and then staff will return to fully in person on November 18th in preparation for the 2025 legislative session. In addition, in paragraph 3, you will note that the remote work schedule days are Tuesday and Wednesdays. And this is a change from Monday and Wednesdays in the previous remote work policy. In addition to that, we've added clarifying language in line 28 that indicates that staff cannot have as a regular schedule Tuesdays and Wednesdays off. So those days are reserved for in-office days. That doesn't mean that they can't take Tuesdays and Wednesdays off, but they cannot have a regular schedule to be on vacation those days. Other than that, the policy remains the same.
All right. And my understanding with moving from Mondays to Tuesdays for in-person was, in addition to Mondays having some holiday breaks, a number of folks were going on extended weekends, for example, and so it meant that there really was only one in-person day a week in practice, and that was not ideal for building the type of culture we want and having more opportunities for folks to work together in person. Any questions to the remote work policy? Okay, seeing none, I will move the adoption of the 2024 R23 policy on remote work. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The resolution is adopted. Next, we have Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8. This is a, thank you, Ms. Knight. This is a concurrent resolution adopting deadlines for the 2024 regular session. These are deadlines that have been publicly agreed to and announced, but we need to memorialize that agreement by resolution. Any questions or discussion to the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8? Seeing none, I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, adopting deadlines for the 2024 regular session, be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The concurrent resolution is adopted. Last order of business on our list is the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9. And this is the resolution that we need to adopt to set us up for our adjournment and make sure that we are spelling out the circumstances for setting the next meetings upon our final adjournment. Any discussion or questions to the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9? Lead David.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you just verify, as I'm looking at Resolution Number 9, it looks like it has to do with a Passover break as opposed to final adjournment. Can you just clarify for me, please?
Thank you, Leader Damon. Did I misspeak? Okay. I misspoke. This is not final adjournment. You're correct. This is for our breaks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would guess that maybe you were excited to end this session.
I appreciate your pointing that out. Any discussion to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The resolution is adopted. That is our business before the committee, and we are adjourned.